this morning, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is putting her palate to the test by doing two espressi, different roasters, different blends, side by side. Of course, an extraction with the R58 rocket machine is at 9 bars. So actually, it's quite a strong kind of extraction. The bean goes through quite a lot of pressure. So the palate needs to expect something that's obviously not as light in the mouth as a filter coffee, and definitely not as light on the mouth and on the palate like cupping would be, which I've been doing a lot of recently. But this is very interesting because the other day I went back and I bought a coffee. I ran out of espresso coffee beans. Yes, it does even happen to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, who gets sent so many coffees to run out. And I went, and I'm quite fortunate in the area here, I've got a few coffee shops that have very good coffee. So I went back and I got an espresso blend, which I like quite a lot. And here it's not about naming what they are. It's being discerning. So I've got two different espresso blends here side by side, which I've extracted. They've both cooled down to roughly the same temperature so that I can really get a better feel of the taste, of the mouthfeel, of the experience on your tongue, in your mouth. And so that one, which I used to like a lot, for me now that maybe my palate has gotten used to many different things, is, if I put my lips to it, bitter, dry. It really gives you a dry sensation on your palate, on your tongue. Now, with a sip of water in between, just to clear the palate. Nice lukewarm water, well, a bit more than lukewarm, about 50 degrees is what I like. And now, putting my lips to the other one. It is absolutely like day and night. There's a freshness coming in on the palate, no bitterness whatsoever. A sweet fruitiness, very pleasant. It's lighter on the mouth. It definitely doesn't give you any dryness. There's no astringent feeling at all. There is sweetness. It is just a delightful, beautiful experience on the mouth. Now, the first one again, which gave me that dryness and that bitterness, might very well be what some people are looking for in an espresso. Now, putting milk to both of them, the first one again, that's a bit kind of dry and has got this bitterness to it. Milk cuts through it beautifully, but still it gives you a very one-dimensional, a bit sweeter milk drink, just because milk in itself has got some sweetness to add and to offer to an espresso. But the other one, again, the one that's lighter on the mouth, the one that's got more of an interest on the palate, keeping it as an espresso, milk also takes beautifully to it. It enhances the sweetness even more. And it just gives you a far more rounded, a far more mellow, pleasing experience. That's, of course, if you like that kind of thing. I will always repeat that it's down to your palate. It's down to your preference. But one thing is for sure, here in London, we're blessed with having so many different roasters who've got their own mark to put on their blends, on their single origins, the way they take the bean through the roast. And that's what's so interesting. And the other day, I met Maxwell at the coffee culture stand. He was pulling shots on the La Spaziale stand, and I had a fascinating discussion with him for over an hour about those subtle differences. And he's got this beautiful coffee shop in Bath where he actually even told me that sometimes a customer would come in and would like a certain coffee, and then just for the kick of it, he would give him also just to compare another coffee without charging him, just to open people's minds and broaden their experience about coffee. And that's what it's all about. It is just so fascinating. No two coffees are the same. Almost, you could say, maybe no two extractions of the same coffee could be absolutely identical. That is impossible. And that's the beauty about it. Of course, it also depends on what you feel like, what you're eating with it, who you're sharing your coffee with, so the company, the ambiance and everything. So this is what Coffee Mumbo Jumbo gets most excited about. Coffee and the huge experiences that you can have while drinking it. And today, later on, I'll be making my way down to Talkhouse Coffee in Notting Hill, meeting up with Miguel, the latte art champion of 2012 of Spain. Not sure if he won it already as well in 2013. We'll find out later. Stay tuned, because I'm going down to Talkhouse Coffee.